and they're going to drink, and they're going to run around with women. And you just as well put that in your head and remember, they're going to do it.
Was there a church out here
that y'all went to? Yeah, there wasn't any church here on the place, but we were Catholics, and the priest came by here, about once a month, going from either to Toledo to Lake Province or vice versa, and would say Mass in my grandfather's house. And then when I was a kid, they built a Catholic church in Tallulah, and they made me go to church down there.
Yeah. Now, since y'all were Catholic, were all the
no, Catholic? No. The colored people, the colored people had their own churches, and most of them were Baptists. 99% of them, I guess.
Four or five churches on
both. Yeah, there used to be one up here, and one over yonder, and one over yonder. Used to be four colored churches on the place. And now there's one. There's still one colored church up here on the place.
Yeah. What sort of things would bring people together in the community when you come out of this government?
Oh, a wedding, I guess, and somebody come visit or something like that, and everybody around would go over to see everybody. Like,
yeah.
If some of my kin folks were to come to Granddaddy's M's house, well, then all the neighbors would come by to pay their respects, and it's vice versa if somebody went to their house. But most of the people stayed by themselves and wait. They didn't have time to play like they do now. I remember when the first radio come along, people thought that was something. And then when television come along, my daddy, even up in 1957, went on the television, and they were in using them 457. And daddy went on the television, said it is out. He didn't want one of those things. But he had a radio. He believed and listened to the biggest thing. The only thing he listened to on the radio was the news and the weather. But turn that thing off all the other time.
Yeah. Was there old ways that your dad had to tell them the weather, or?
Oh yeah, you can always tell the weather. Sort of when your aches and pains come along, you can tell it's fixing to change. I got a broke wrist once, and it hurts more when the weather's changing than anything else. And if you lift, you'd see a big clouds and stuff making up in the east, and it's coming this way, you get a washout if it comes out of the east. The other way, and then in the south, you usually get a pretty good rain, but your west and north, from the north, it don't rain near as much as it does if it moves in from the other two directions.
Yeah. Were you always healthy when you were coming up as a child, or did y'all have various...
Well, I, for one, never did have... I never even had the mumps and the whooping cough. I had the measles when I was... Oh, long after he was born. I was 40 years old, I had the damn measles.
Mm-hmm.
But I never did have anything wrong with me. I just one little healthy kid. I think it was running around riding horses all the time. I think that's the best exercise a person could get, is just riding horses. When I farmed for my first 20 years on the place, I rode a horse all day long. That's the way I farmed. Now I don't do nothing but ride a damn pickup truck. And you ache all the time now. I got arthritis and broke my back once riding a horse. Cracked a vertebrae in my back, and that hurts when the weather's changing usually.
Yeah, you used to break them.
Huh? Yeah, I broke all of them. I used to ride and break every mule we bought on this place. I'd have to ride them before the colored boys would ride them.
130-something y'all had at one time?
Yeah, we had a whole heck of a lot. I had 135 mules.
Where'd you get them from, Bob?
Well, most of the mules came from Owen Brothers, which was the biggest mule dealers in the United States. They had a place in Memphis and Meridian, Mississippi, and Vicksburg, and later they had one in Tallulah after I came along. The mules used to be shipped in here by boat. Shipped from Memphis down here by boat. And after that tale I told you about Granddaddy riding a mule, Owen Brothers had a standing order whenever they found a real good saddle mule to ship him to us by boat from Memphis. And they did.
Yeah, your grandfather.
But he had a mule. Come him up there with a flax mane and tail, white nose, and jet black. We named him Memphis, and that thing just as easy as sitting in a rocking chair.
Yeah, Chris, what's that a mule?
Huh?